And now in the last part of this program, here is an excerpt of a presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop held in the Vrindavan Ashram in June 2013. Three brothers, Ravi Kumar, Amay and Siddhartha, share about instructions about bhajan singing that they have learned from Bhagwan himself.
There's one more bhajan, Amay, which is popularly sung now. I had the opportunity of knowing the person who composed the bhajan because he was my classmate. And this happened the first year of our MBA program. And this person, this brother, was a singer and a harmonium player for many years before he joined. But even though 6 months had passed after he had joined Swami's university, Swami had still not yet given him permission to join the Mandir Bhajan group. So he was desperate to try to give a letter to Swami, but Swami was just putting him on hold. And the first semester was over, and we were having our semester exams. The next day, we had financial management. It was a paper that most of us were, it was a galaxy, we were seeing stars. You open the book, you don't know anything. You don't understand for various reasons. So this guy at about 11 o'clock in the night, he's flipping through his book. And he realizes he knows nothing. He knows very little and he doesn't know what to do. Tomorrow's the exam. And obviously, he knows that there's a very high chance of him failing. He got very angry. This frustration that he had not yet been able to join the bhajan group came out because of that moment. He said, Swami, I have come here to sing for you. And that you have not given me and you're giving me all this. You're giving me financial management. I didn't come here for financial management. I don't want to know what this Modigliani method is. I don't know. I don't want to know. I came here for bhajan singing. Why aren't you allowing me to sing for you? And he used to have in his last page of his notebook, he had drawn the keys of the harmonium, like white key and black key, he had just drawn. And in class, he used to keep playing. As in, playing in the sense, he used to, his fingers would move, he would hear the notes. So there was like a very silent connection he had with his own harmonium. He took out that notebook, he opened the notebook, and he started playing. And he composed a bhajan that night. Mathura Natha Gopala. At your lowest moment, at his lowest moment, at that point of time, that bhajan came out. So this is another story behind a bhajan. It wasn't, you know, it was a very different scenario under which bhajans come up for each of us.